Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. Address is 692 T-H-E-T-E-R-R. ACE, the Terrace, 692 the Terrace, Willow Creek, California, 95973, phone 530-629-3298. ID is XXX XXX9187. Date of birth is 8/11/1946. 75-year-old widowed retired woman. For insurance is Medicare / United Healthcare. Pharmacy is Costco. Is addressed to Dr. Loretta. I'm sorry, Loretta McCurtin, McCurtinFNP, Family Medicine. Mad River Healthcare Clinic, 3798 James Road, Suite 14 and 20. Arcata, A-R-C-A-T-A, California, 95521. Phone is 707-822-0293. Fax 707-822-0294. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of increasing cognitive decline, lower extremity weakness, recurrent vertigo. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Carol Foster for neurological evaluation. Subparagraph, Carol was first seen for examination on March 7, 2022, with her current clinical symptoms of increasing cognitive decline, comma, prior history of recurrent cervicogenic cephalgia with neck pain radiating to the occipital, frontal, and retroorbital area on the right, and a history of chronic and recurrent low back pain with left lower extremity radiculopathy, impairing motor weakness, recurrent symptoms of pain, recurrent following a course of evaluation and physical therapy. New paragraph. Carol's initial neurological examination was pretty much unrewarding, with normal reflexes. No unusual sensory impairment, comma, no unusual ataxia on ambulation, no positional vertigo, but with some symptoms of neck tenderness and stiffness to cervical rotation. New paragraph. In consideration of her presentation and history, high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging was completed at Open Systems Imaging on March 21, 2022. Subparagraph, while the study didn't show severe hippocampal volume loss that would be consistent with Alzheimer's disease, there was extensive white matter ischemic changes in the periventricular regions, sparing the basal ganglia, with some evidence of lacunar infarction in the basal ganglia and the left thalamus greater than the right. There was some corresponding ventricular prominence, but no findings to suggest progressive non-obstructive hydrocephalus. New paragraph, cervical imaging was completed. Subparagraph, the final report isn't returned yet, but there is mid-cervical spinal stenosis without cord compression and possibly some evidence of neuroforaminal narrowing bilaterally. Subparagraph, this will be reviewed with the final report when available. New paragraph. She was given the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaires complete, which she said she completed but forgot to bring to today's appointment. New paragraph, a second set of paperwork has been provided in case she can't find this at home. New paragraph. She gave an additional history today of having severe recurrent substernal chest pain. Subparagraph, in consideration of her findings of possible ischemic vascular disease, we will obtain carotid Doppler studies and a coronary calcium scan study locally for further evaluation and recommendations. New paragraph, laboratory testing will also be completed for vascular risk factors for ischemic disease. Subparagraph, she gave a history of hypertension that in and of itself was not considered to be necessarily severe by her report. New paragraph. Home overnight sleep testing will also be completed to exclude contributory sleep apnea for which further investigation treatment might be appropriate. New paragraph. She is scheduled for reevaluation with the results of her additional findings, testing, and information for further recommendations and treatment. New paragraph, we had a prolonged face-to-face discussion today regarding her current findings. New paragraph, the cervical imaging does not demonstrate any ischemic changes in the spinal cord that would be that would be identified in individuals with demyelinating disease, and as such, her findings most likely do not represent multiple sclerosis. New paragraph, exclusion of ischemic disease risk factors and treatment, of course, may be additionally helpful. New paragraph, I anticipate initiating medication to help her with her cognitive impairment when we have the additional information that she provides, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.